Sunday, July the 1st, 2012, Yud Aleph Tammuz, Toshin Ayin Beis, North Hendon Kolel, Shir given on Tehillim by Gershon Hepner, and we're on Tehillim chapter Yud Ches, Pasuk Kafhei 25. I'd like to say with this Shir, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Aryeh Ben Harav Aaron, that's Mr. Lubashevsky, or Mr. Luba, as he became known, in the shul, whose yahrzeit was yesterday on the 10th of Tammuz. I have very sweet memories of him from my own childhood, how he was always a very sweet and very gentle man, and he would always lane on Yomim Neroim. I loved his laning. He laned with this Israeli literature accent. And I can still hear exactly how he did it. He laned on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Very, very beautiful laning.
Rosh Hashanah was the first day, wasn't it?
I think he laned both days Rosh Hashanah. He used to lane both days Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. And then of course, he blew shofar. And he blew shofar here as well for many, many years. Yeah. In fact, when we were children, I remember we used to call him Mr. Luba Shofar. Yeah, Mr. Lubashofer, yes, a sweet man. So his yahrzeit was yesterday, so we'll say that there'll be the Shir, Leilu Nishmaso. It's ages and ages since we've had a Tehillim Shir. I haven't given a Tehillim Shir since just after Purim. Because for me this is the busy season in school. School work is from Purim till Shavuos. So now it's lovely to get back into it. Okay, so let's... What we'll do is just really quickly, I'm going to go through Pasuk Kaf Dalet again, because there's a connection with Pasuk Kaf Dalet. So let's have a look. Va'ahi samim imo. David HaMelech says, Va'ahi samim imo. I was perfect with him, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'esh tamer me'avini, and I guarded myself from my sin. In other words, I've been a good Jew. Okay, we're on to Pasuk Kafei. Va'yoshev Hashem li chetzidki, and Hashem has repaid me for my righteousness, kever yodai, according to the purity of my hands, lenegedinov, before his eyes. So David is saying in our pasuk kafei that Hashem has repaid me for my mitzvahs. I've kept his Torah. I've dealt with tzidkus, chetzidki. I've been a tzaddik, and I've done my best to do acts of tzidkus. And kever yodai, with purity of my hands, and Hashem has repaid me. Vayoshev Hashem lichis chetzidki. Hashem has repaid me according to my righteousness. Kever yodai, according to the purity of my hands, leneged einov, before his eyes. Okay, right. So the first thing we'll look at here is the Radak. There's no Rashi on this pasuk. The Radak says, what's this great deed that I've done, and how has Hashem repaid me? Says the Radak, I never harmed Shaul. In all the years that Shaul was out to kill me, I never harmed Shaul, and therefore Hashem has paid me paid me amply for that mitzvah. He's repaid me with a lot of reward. And what's the reward? The reward is that Shaul and his family are no longer around, and he's not the melech, and I and my future generations, we carry the malchus. We carry the malchus of Klal Yisrael, malchus Yehuda, and that is my reward. Vayashev Hashem li chetzidki. Hashem has repaid me for my tzidkus. In that I never harmed Shaul. Kever yodai lenegedin, of according to the purity of my hands, opposite his eyes or in front of his eyes, and Hashem has repaid me by keeping me alive. And Shaul is no longer king, and Shaul in fact had died, and now I'm the king, and not only I, but also my generations after me.
How is it that we get David praising himself as the opposite of humility? We often get people praising themselves to this extent. My righteousness, you know.
I had the same kasha. How can David speak about his own tzidkus like that? Maybe we'll find an answer. I'm not sure. I found something in one of the sermon. I'm not sure, but it does sound... it does sound very strange. Well, he's really thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. He's thanking Hashem for the kindnesses, but it does sound a bit odd.
It
does sound a bit strange. He speaks about chetzidki.
Covers it.
But he speaks about the purity of his hands. It does sound a bit strange for him to say that himself.
here's my righteousness, and here's my reward. And you learn that the better thing, rather than being an Eved, is being like a son. I don't want your rewards, I don't want you, Hashem. So it seems odd that he's saying reward and punishment, reward and mitzvah and reward, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't got an answer to it, really. No, I don't really have an answer. The Yalkut Miyam Luiz points out, and really I'd like to connect it to this Radak. The Radak says, what was my tzidkus? My tzidkus was that I never attacked Sho'ul, and I never harmed Sho'ul in any way, and now Hashem has repaid me by keeping me and my family, my descendants, to be the Melech. Says the Yalkut Miyam Luiz, the wording in this pasuk, Vayoshev Hashem li chetzidki, that word chetzidki is a key phrase, and it ties in with a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, chapter Kafov, pasuk Kaf Gimel, where David had an opportunity of killing Sho'ul, and turned down that opportunity. That was the opportunity when, that was the time when he found Sho'ul asleep. Yeah. And Sho'ul's spear was right there, and he could have taken the spear, and he could have used the spear on Sho'ul himself, and he said he didn't. He took the spear away, and he took the jug of water away, yeah. And with that, he was able to broker a peace treaty between himself and Sho'ul by saying to Sho'ul, look, here's your spear, here's your jug of water. I had the great opportunity of killing you, and I didn't. Why didn't I kill you? Because I don't mean any harm. I've got nothing against you. And with that, he was able to broker a peace treaty. Says the Pasuk there, in Shmuel Aleph, chapter Kafov, Pasuk Kaf Gimel, that David says, "Vashem yoshiv lo ish es tzidkoso ve'es emunoso." Hashem should return to the man, and I think he's referring to himself. Not return is the wrong word. Hashem should repay the man, i.e., himself, es tzidkoso, for my righteousness. His righteousness, he's speaking of himself in the third person, verse not in his faith. Why? Hashem is ancha Hashem hayem biod, because Hashem delivered you, Sho'ul, today into my hand. But I never wanted to stretch out my hand against the anointed one of God. So he says, for that act of not harming you, Hashem should please repay me for my tzedakah, my righteousness, and my emunah, my faith. And it's a very similar lashon. Hashem yoshiv lo ish es tzidkoso is a very similar expression to vayoshev Hashem li chetzidki. Hashem has repaid me for my charity or for my righteousness. Very similar expressions here. So that's how the Yalkut Miyam Luiz ties it in, and he says that therefore it's a reference here to not having killed Sho'ul. Good. The Targum on our pasuk has one very interesting turn of phrase. Says the Targum, "Ufra Hashem li heich zuchusi." Hashem should repay me for my. Hashem has repaid me for my good deeds, my zuchios. Kivrirus id. That's kaver yodai, according to the righteous, according to the purity of my hands. And then when he translates the phrase Leneged Einov, before his eyes, he translates it as Kodom Memre, before his word. In other words, Einov here means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions to us. Leneged Einov, before his eyes, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instructions, his Torah and his mitzvahs to us, and I've kept those Torah and mitzvahs, and therefore Hashem has repaid me. So Leneged Einov, he translates as Kodom Memre, before his word. Interesting, just an interesting use in the Targum there. The Ibn Ezra says this word, this phrase, Leneged Einov, before his eyes, is a parallel to what we had earlier in Pasuk Kaf Gimel. Pasuk Kaf Gimel, just a couple of psukim back, he says, Ki chomish pasuk lenegdi, all his laws are opposite me. In other words, I keep Hashem's laws in my sight the whole time. I don't lose sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. V'chukesov lo asir meni, and I don't remove his statutes from myself. In other words, I'm aware of his Torah the whole time. It's a two-way thing. David says in Pasuk Kaf Gimel, all his laws are opposite me. And that's that word lenegdi. And now he says, and now Hashem has rewarded me for the purity of my hands, in front of him. So his laws are in front of me, and the purity of my hands is in front of him. Says the Ibn Ezra, it's a parallel. It's a parallel? Yes, a parallel. It's two sides of the same coin. I keep Hashem as Torah and Mitzvahs before me, Kechomish Potter Lenegdi. I keep his Torah and Mitzvahs before me in my sight the whole time. And therefore Hashem has in his sight the purity of my hands. That's how the Ibn Ezra learns. Now, the Mitzvahs David says a beautiful idea here. Says the Mitzvahs David, Kver Yodai, the purity of my hands, Lenegedinov, are before his eyes. Says the Mitzvahs David, before Hashem's eyes, and only before Hashem's eyes, and not in front of the eyes of other people. What's the idea? Says Mitzvahs David, that David HaMelech is saying here, my good deeds are visible to Hashem. Mm. I don't advertise my good deeds. Yeah. I'm not out to show everybody else. And there's loshen in the Mesudas Dovid is v'lo neged b'nei adam. My good deeds or the purity of my hands is not in front of the eyes of other people. Not in front of other people. Ula hisya'er, and to show off. I'm not conceited in front of other people. Yeah. I'm not making myself out to be a big frummer in front of everybody else. My job is to be a tzaddik before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not out to prove myself to other human beings. And this really it's an expression which you find in Chazal called Mechzei Kiyuhara. Mechzei Kiyuhara means appearing frummer than you really are. And it's considered wrong to appear to be frummer than you are. In fact, Rabbi Leipik once gave a whole shir on it. One of his shirim about mechzei kiyuhara, about making yourself out to be frummer than you are. And there's one of the sources to this is a mishnah.
If you do that, maybe you're shoveling.
Yeah.
During the Shemoneh
Esrei. Exactly.
People think, wow, you know.
That's right. If it's not genuine. If it's not genuine.
Genuine.
And you're doing it just in order to appear.
To show off to be.
Yeah, to appear to be.
Sadic,
yeah, you know? I'm a big sadic.
It's got to be a conscious effort. It's consciously showing, trying to look as if you're... But if you are not a very well-informed person, and you are... for example, I put the tzaddik over my head when I daven. For my own reasons, I wanted to concentrate.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's not. Is that not a sign that I'm pious?
No, that's fine. If it's genuine, that's fine. If it's genuine, if it's not genuine, that's mechzei kiyuhara. That's making yourself out to look frummer than you are.
That's not allowed. Yeah.
Indeed.
It had me worried for a minute.
So there's a Mishnah about this in Pesachim. It's on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, "Mokum shenogu lasas melacha b'Tisha B'Av osim." What's halacha? Are you allowed to go to work on Tisha B'Av or not? Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, if there's a place where there's a minhag to do work on Tisha B'Av, then fine, then osim, then you may. Mokum shenogu shelo lasas melacha. But if the place where you are has the minhag that people don't work on Tisha B'Av, Amosin, then you can't. But uvachol mokum, in all situations, talmid chachamim betelim. A talmid chacham should not go to work. So even if you've got a talmid chacham, who's living in a place where people do go to work on Tisha B'Av, he should not. Then says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Le'olam Ya'aseh Adam Atzmo Talmud Chacham. A person should always make himself into a Talmud Chacham. Says Rabban Shimon Gamliel, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, behave like a Talmud Chacham in this respect and don't work on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Hei Amud Aleph goes into this and says, Le'memra, that implies the Rav Shimon Gamliel Sovar, the Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel is of the opinion, lo chashinon le yuhara, that we're not bothered about yuhara, about a person making himself look as though he's frummer than he really is. This man is not a Talmud Chacham. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, you're not a Talmud Chacham, but make yourself into a Talmud Chacham in this respect and don't go to work on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara derives from this that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that is not bothered about mechzei yuhara, and then the Gemara questions that from another braisa, and I haven't gone into that in detail. But that's one of the sources about mechzei kiyuhara. So the Mesudas David says about our pasuk, the David is saying, Kever yodai leneged einov. The purity of my hands appears before the eyes of Hashem and only before the eyes of Hashem. I'm not out to impress anybody else with you, with my making myself appear to be frummer than I really am. Yeah, that's I'm not doing it lehis your hair to make myself frummer than I really am.
Paradoxically, having written these words, His fame of having said this is spread so wide now. It's just the opposite between him and the shepherds, him and the Jewish people.
I noticed the same.
This humility is only between me and Hashem. But having written these words, and they're part of the Tanakh now, the whole of the Jewish people now know about this. So it's just the opposite between me and Hashem, between me and the Am Yisrael. I'm teaching Am Yisrael something. So it's chinuch for them. It's all tied up with what is humility anyway.
Strange. It is strange. Now, here comes a phenomenal piece of Rabbi Shimshon Fahl Hirsch, and the Al-Sheikh says the same idea. Says Rabbi Shimshon Fahl Hirsch, he translates the pasuk quite differently. Vayoshev Hashem li, Hashem repaid me, Chur tzidki, as if I was a tzaddik. Kever yodai, as if my hands were pure, lenegadeno, before his eyes. Says Rav Shimshon Fahl Hirsch is a whole new pshat. Till now we've learnt the kaf on chetzidki and kever yodai. That kaf, it's called the kaf hadimyon, the kaf of similarity, because the kaf means like. We answered it till now. Hashem has repaid me according to my righteousness. But he's saying no. David is saying, I'm not really a tzaddik. Hashem views me as if I am a tzaddik. Now, why does he do that? And it really harks back to the previous pasuk for Kaf Dalet, for Ahisimim Somim Imo. I was perfect with him. Why was I perfect? Because Imo, because I was with him. Or rather, because Hashem joined me. Likewise, for Eshtamem Yavini, I was able to guard myself from my sin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me. Now, this really connects in to Gemara in Kiddushin. And it's in Kiddushin, and it's on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, halfway down, where the Gemara says there, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Yitzro shel Odom mischadeh shalot b'chol yom. The Yitzhara of a person renews itself every day. The Yitzhara doesn't get tired. Yeah, he's there with renewed vigor all the time.
That's right.
Exactly. And the very similar idea goes and brings Pesukim, and then similarly for Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Yitzro shel Odom misgaber alav b'chol yom. The Yitzhara of a person strengthens himself every day, or Mavakesh Amisun tries to kill a person every day. And then the Gemara goes on to say, V'ilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, Ein Yochalo, a person would never cope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person fight his Yetzirah, and without that help, a person could never cope in his battle against the Yetzirah. So, therefore, based on that, the Rav Shimshon Fahl Hirsch and the Al-Sheikh seem to say that the reason why I was being successful in my battles against the Yetzirah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped me. And having helped me, Hashem then looks at me as though I was a tzaddik. I'm not really a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has helped me along the path. And that's why I've done well. And so he says, Vayashev Hashem li chetzidki, Hashem has repaid me chetzidki as though I was a tzaddik. Kever yodai, as though my hands were pure, lenegadena, before his eyes. And this also connects in with a sefer called Meir Tehillos. On that previous pasuk, on pasuk Kaf Dalet, the Meir Tehillos points out on pasuk Kaf Dalet, for Ahisamim Imo. You can read the pasuk in two ways. For Ahisamim Imo, I was perfect Imo because I was with him, because Hashem, I was with Hashem and he helped me conquer my Yetzirah. And then that word Imo will also be read with the second half of the pasuk. Imo vo'eshtame mi'avoni. I was with him and therefore I guarded myself from my sin. It's all because Imo, because I've been with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connected with this Gemara in Kiddushin Lamed Amud Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps a person fight the Yetzirah, and without that help, there's no way he can cope. So based on all of that, along comes the Rav Shimshon Fahl Hirsch and the Al-Sheikh and on our pasuk can say that Hashem has repaid me as though I was a tzaddik, as though I have pure hands. I'm not a tzaddik. I don't have pure hands. Now, all of this would, of course, answer your kasha, Uncle Louis. How could David HaMelech give himself a pat on the back? According to Rosh Hashem Fadlash, he's not giving himself a pat on the back. He's saying, as though I was a tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik, but Hashem has treated me as though I am a tzaddik. Isn't that lovely? A sefer called Eretz HaChaim, which is a sefer on Tehillim, which is given to me, is written by grandson of the Sma, and the sefer is given to me by Reb Shlomo Kraus. Of course.
He's in
Yerushalayim. So he gave me the sefer very sweetly, called Eretz HaChaim. Very much so, yeah. Sefer Eretz HaChaim says, quotes, the Sefer Eretz HaChaim is explained by a Pirush on that Sefer called Eretz Yisrael, where it's quoted, he quotes from the Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkun Shiv'in, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. And what does it say there? The Tikkuni Zohar says that a person's actions, whether they are good or bad, are imprinted on the palm of their hands. The lines on a person's hand are denote, if you know how to read them, denote palmistry, absolutely, palmistry, denote a person's actions. Now, I don't really understand it because I don't know if the lines, the folds in the skin there, I don't know if they change over time. I don't know if they do change. Well, if they, it implies that, well, I don't know, maybe not. Well, it seems from the sticker, so it implies not.
Your hands wrinkle.
They wrinkle.
So the lines. So the lines
develop. So you're saying new lines develop?
New lines develop, of course. Obviously, if your skin appearance changes, you get new lines because of the wrinkles. Skin's contracting. Yeah.
Now, I think it's talking about the lines on the hand as opposed to palm prints. Okay? Now, I don't. Now, palm prints do not change, fingerprints do not change. Yeah? It says a person's hand, the shape of the lines on the hand, are denote the good deeds and the bad deeds that a person does. Yeah, I'm very interested in palm prints and fingerprints because I worked years ago when I was working for the police force. I wrote this fingerprint system and palm print system for Surrey Police. Yeah, not many police forces used palm prints, but Surrey Police did. And I learned how to... There are actually three areas on a palm which give away which give away marks. I'll show you. There's the interdigital spaces, which is this area here just at the bottom of the fingers, which is opposite the knuckles. You've got the thenar area, which is the area under the thumb, again with some prints over there, and also the hyperthenar area, which is this area here, the area underneath the little finger. You've got palm prints there. But I don't think it refers to palm prints because they never change. So how can palm prints give away a person's actions? How can they resemble? How can they echo or represent a person's actions? Whereas in this Tikkuni Zohar, it says a person's hands do give away the lines on the hand do give away. And I reckon it means the what we call the folds in the hand or the lines on the hand. Now, says the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, there it is in the pasuk, Kaver Yadai, according to the purity of my hands. In other words, whether I'm a tzaddik or a rasha is right there on my hand if you know how to read it. Did you think? Very odd. The purity of my hands, my good deeds and my bad deeds are all represented on my hand. Okay, Rabbi Avraham ben Ramoch points out that, again, he goes back to the previous pasuk, Va'ehi somim imo, I was perfect with him. That, in what way was I perfect? He learns that's a reference to machshava, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, our pasuk, Vayoshev Hashem nechitzidki, Hashem has repaid my righteousness, that's a reference to my righteous emunah, my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the second half of the previous pasuk, Vayeshtamemi Avini, I guarded myself from sin, that's doing mitzvahs, performance of mitzvahs. avoiding aveiros and performance of mitzvahs. Maaseh. So the first half of the previous pasuk refers to machshava, and the second half of the pasuk refers to maaseh. And likewise, our pasuk says, kever yodai lenegedeno, the purity of my hands. And the hands are the tools of the action. They're the kalim on the person that do masim, that do actions. And therefore, kaver yodai lenegedinov represents the actions that I've done. So he says that, and with between those two, we've covered the whole Torah. Machshava, emunah, faith in Hashem, and masim tovim. So vayoshev Hashem lechid tzidki, Hashem is who paid my tzidkus. That's a reference to my emunah, and kaver yodai lenegedinov is a reference to my good deeds, my masim tovim, my actual mitzvahs. Machshava and maaseh, precisely. Machshava and maaseh. Good. Sefer Das Mikra points out on these words, Kever Yodai, the Das Mikra, that's the Mossad Rav Kook Sefer, beautiful Sefer. Mossad Rav Kook Sefer on Tilim here, called Das Mikra, says on the phrase Kever Yodai is a reference to Tefillah. Why? He quotes the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayera. Right at the end of the, or rather, at the, towards, in order to stop the Makkah of Borod, the hailstones in Mitzrayim, Paro begs Moshe, go and daven for me, please. Hatir el Hashem. So then the Pasuk says, it's in chapter Tes, and Pasuk Kaf Tes, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayomer lo Moshe, Moshe said to Paro, Ketzesi es ha'ir, when I go out of the town, Efros es kapai el Hashem, I will stretch out my hands, my palms to Hashem in prayer. And then what will happen? The borod will come to an end. And then Moshe actually does that. And the Pasuk goes on to say in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayetse Moshe mi'en Paro es ha'ir, Moshe left Paro and he went out of the town, he froze cup of El Hashem, and he stretched out his palms to Hashem. All this stretching out of palms is an expression of tefillah, davening to Hashem. So he says, when David says here, kever yodai, according to the purity of my hands, lenegedin, or before his eyes, what David is saying is, Hashem has accepted my tefillahs. Yes. My hands are used in tefillah. I stretch out my hands in tefillah. You still see people sort of doing this sort of thing as an emotional reaction when davening. So they stretch out their hands for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's an expression of tefillah, and David is saying here, my tefillahs have been accepted.
Now, it's such a miraculous thing, because if you look at the borod, it's killing everything in the fields. Because we told everything, anybody or any animal left in the fields. Here Moshe Rabbeinu gets out of the palace, walks with all this hail all around him. What did the Egyptians must have thought, seeing this man walking out in the streets, going out of the town?
He'll get killed.
And then nothing hits him.
Yeah.
So it's miraculous, and it's fitting that it's brought in here to show the wonder of this.
The Das Mikra goes on to point out a pasuk in Yeshaya, chapter Aleph, pasuk Tes Vav, which also speaks about the hands in tefillah. Says the pasuk, this is we actually lay this on Shabbos Chazon, the Haftarah, and this is a very sad pasuk. Uvafarisechem kapechem. When you stretch out your hands, i.e., when you daven, alim einai mikem. I will hide my eyes from you. Hashem, I'm not interested in your tefillahs. Gam ki sabu tefillah. And even if you do a lot of davening, in any shema, I'm not listening. Why? Yedeichem domim oleyu. Your hands are full of blood. And that's a reference to murder. You're murderers. If you're murderers, your hands have committed murder. So when you then stretch out your hands in tefillah to me, I'm not interested. I hide myself. So you see from these pesukim how the hands are a representation of tefillah. Says the Das Mikra, when David says, Kever yodai lenegedinov, it means you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have listened to my tefillahs and you've accepted my tefillahs. Kever yodai, according to the purity of my hands, I stretch out my hands in davening.
And David the Melech, his hands were full of blood from the people that his enemies he'd slaughtered. But we also learn that Teshuvah, even for a murderer who's facing the being executed by a court, if he does Teshuvah, he still goes out, but Hashem forgives him. Although the court still carries out the punishment.
Teshuvah with the Misa are both mechaper for all his averus, and I believe a person absolutely, and he goes straight to Gan Eden if I answer correctly, provided he's done teshuvah and he's killed by the basin. But this pasuk about David, there is a pasuk, and I can't remember where the pasuk is, where David says, "My hands are full of blood." So, of course, Parshat Peshat is because he was a military leader and he fought all those wars on behalf of Klal Yisrael, killing off the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Of Uriah, of having engineered Uriah's death. Okay, maybe it's reference to that, I don't know. But what I do remember, and I can't remember where this pasuk is, I can't remember where the Joshua of Chazal is, when David says, my hands are full of blood, it's a reference to Dam Nidor. My hands are full of Dam Nidor. What does that mean? Because David was a posek, and he paskin shilas, and women would come to him with their garments and soiled garments with blood on them. They got shilas, you know. Am I tamei or am I tahora? And he has to take the garments and he has to examine them, and that's the Dam Nidor. He says, my hands are full of blood. My hands are full of Dam Nidor. My hands have become dirty with blood, but it's for a good thing. It's blood of Nidor, which I've had to paskin shilas.
The common people approached the king for such menial.
He was so approachable. That's it. He was a rof. He was a pusik. He was a melech. He was a one man. He was a one man everything. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
He felt if I made a mistake when I was paskining Dam Nidor.
No. Somebody's saying no. He was on the. No, he's not saying that. He's saying my hands are full of blood. And my hands are dirty, but what better dirt can there be? Yeah. My hands are full of blood because I've been paskening shilas for people, and you know, shilas of Dam Nidor. And what a wonderful thing that is!
Yeah. Apologising.
Absolutely. No. I always, I've told the boys in school.
When you say full of blood,
it sounds bad.
Killing people.
Well, there probably is that pshat in the pasuk as well.
Yeah.
I've told the boys in school, nothing wrong with getting your hands dirty. I've told them, I've got no problem in school. I've cleaned out the toilets in the school. You get your hands filthy dirty, I've cleaned out the toilets. No problem. It's a mitzvah. You're helping people. And your hands get dirty, fine. Wash them afterwards and it's fine. Nothing wrong with having dirty hands. You make your hands dirty for mitzvah. You burn your chametz, your hands get filthy.
This is saving a nation. This is saving lives, basically. So it's like fighting Hashem's battle for future generations.
What bigger mitzvah can there be?
Good. The Sefer Das Sofrim points out that our pasuk is very similar to pasuk Kaf Aleph. Just go back to pasuk Kaf Aleph. You have Yigmalini Hashem Kitzidki. Hashem should repay me for my righteousness. Kaver Yodai Yoshivli. He should repay me for the purity of my hands. It's very, very similar to our pasuk, and the Das Sofrim points out very simply that pasuk Kaf Aleph is a tefillah. Hashem is, David is asking Hashem, please repay my righteousness, please repay the purity of my hands. And in our pasuk Kaf Hei, he's thanking Hashem for having done that. By Yoshev Hashem Michid Tzidki, Hashem has repaid my righteousness, and He has given me reward for the purity of my hands, and for that I say thank you.
Is it so? Cutted the key, isn't it? Still the cut, as if.
Yes.
It's still there.
Good.
According to
Rav Shmuel
Phil Hirsch, what did he say again?
Rav Shmuel Phil Hirsch said, and the Al Shechbe said, Hashem has repaid me as though I was a tzaddik. Chatzidki, as though I was. I'm not a tzaddik, but He still repaid me as though I was. That's an amazing shot.
You and Aleph is the same thing. Look at it. It still says K. It's insane. It's the same Russian.
So he's being humble. He's saying as though I was a tzaddik. So he's being humble about it.
Yes.
I'm
absolutely
not a tzaddik, but as if I was.
Exactly.
This is more understandable.
Of course. Right. Sefer Zerah Yaakov, which is a sefer written by an ancestor. I never remember to ask Rabbi Eli Pick. It's either an ancestor of Rabbi Eli or it's an ancestor of his wife. I can't remember. Sefer Kuzera Yaakov points out as follows. He says we have a Gemara in Kiddushin. This is, let's have a look. A Gemara in Kiddushin. It's on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We've actually touched on this subject before. It says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Rabbi Yaakov says, it's exactly halfway down, Rabbi Yaakov says, it's a famous expression, Sechar mitzvah b'hai al-molecho. There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Reward for mitzvahs is in Olam Haba, not in this world. Okay, Sechar mitzvah b'hai al-molecho. Now, he says the Sefer Zerah Yaakov, and I'm not sure what his source for this is. He says it's true. There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. Reward for mitzvahs comes in Olam Haba. But there is one type of mitzvah for which there is reward in Olam Hazeh, and that is if a person judges a financial case correctly, and with that he writes wrongs. He writes wrongs. Reuven is claiming money from Shimon, and the Dayanim judge the case, and however they paskin, and that's the right psak. Either Shimon does owe the money or he doesn't owe the money, whichever way it is. The Dayanim are writing a civil wrong. Okay? And for that, that is a mitzvah. And for that, there is reward in Olam Hazeh for that. I'm not sure why. He does give some kind of a reason which I didn't understand. Bearing that in mind, we have a posuk in Shmuel Beis, which we've spoken about probably quite recently, recently in Shirim. Shmuel Beis, chapter Ches, posuk Tezvov. Vayimluch David al kol Yisrael. David became king over all of Yisrael. Vayidavid ose mishpot utzadaka l'cholamo. And David performed mishpot, judgment, utzadaka, and charity l'cholamo for all his people. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses this pasuk. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, what's going on in this pasuk? The Gemara is in Daf Vav on the base. Quotes this pasuk, asks the Gemara, V'halo kol mokum sheish mishpat ein tzedaka. How can that be? How can it be that David performed both mishpat and tzedaka? They are opposites. If this mishpat, judgment, means strict letter of the law, that's not charity. That's not tzedakah. So ask the Gemara, "Halo kol mokum sheish mishpat ein tzedakah." Wherever you've got mishpat, judgment, there's no tzedakah. Ut tzedakah, and if you've got charity, ein mishpat, there's no judgment. You can either be Mr. Nice Guy and dish out tzedakah, or you can be go according to the strict letter of the law, which is mishpat. How can these two things, mishpat and tzedakah, how can they coexist? Elobat says the Gemara, "Ezeg hu mishpat sheish bo tzedakah." What kind of judgment contains an element of tzedakah? Heviyom ezebitzua. This is a compromise. If it's based in paskin, a compromise. Then the Gemara says that only works according to one opinion, that effecting a compromise in a civil lawsuit is a good idea. It's machlokus in the Gemara whether having bitzua, having a compromise in halacha, is a good thing or not a good thing. Says the Gemara, but what about if you hold that having a compromise is not a good thing? How would you explain this pasuk where you have tzedakah and mishpat coexisting? Says the Gemara, Dones Hadin. What did David HaMelech do? Dones Hadin, he judged a case, Zikoes Hazakai V'chiyev Esachayev, and he found the person in the right to be in the right, and he found the person to be in the wrong to be in the wrong. In other words, he judged it correctly. V'ro'o, and he saw, Shenis Chayev Oni Momen. It could be, in a court case, that the person who's Chayev to pay is poverty stricken. The Mishpat tells you, this man is Chayev to pay. Tzedakah tells you, yes, but he's an oni, he's a poor man, he can't afford it. So what did David do? V'shilem lo mitoch beso. And David footed the bill himself. So he paskened according to Mishpat. You, sir, you're chayev to pay. Shimon, you're chayev to pay Reuven. Shimon, you're a poor man, you can't afford it. Don't worry, I'll foot the bill for you. So he combined tzedakah and Mishpat. Zeh mishpat tzedakah. This is a combination of both mishpat and tzedakah. It's mishpat lazeh, it's judgment for the one who won the case, tzedakah lazeh, and it's charity for the one who lost the case. Mishpat lazeh, it's judgment for the one who won, sheherzeh lemomen, because he made sure he got his money back. Tzedakah lazeh, and it's a charity for the loser of the case, sheshilin lemitech beis, because David HaMelech paid the money himself, he put in the bill himself. Says the Sefer Zerah Yaakov, what have we got here? We've got Mishpat, when David HaMelech judges a case, and that is what our pasuk refers to as Tzedek. Because it's like Tzedek, Tzedek, Tiridof. It's a pasuk in the beginning of Shoftim about performing, about judging righteously. You got to judge with righteousness. So based on that, David says, "Vayoshev Hashem li k'tzidki." Hashem has repaid me for my righteousness. He has already repaid me for judging correctly. Why? Because even though the Gemara in Kiddushin Lamates on base of Yaakov says "Schar mitzvah v'hay al malecha," that there's no reward in this world for mitzvahs. The one exception is if I right a wrong. If I right a civil wrong, then for that there is reward in this world. Says David, by Yoshev Hashem li chetzidki, Hashem has repaid me. I've received my reward for my righteous judgment. What about the tzedakah? That's for my mishpat. No, that's for finding the winner of a case to be the winner. That's mishpat. I've judged it according to the strict letter of the law. He's won the case. He deserves to win. He's won the case. That is my mishpat. That's my tzedek. That's my tzedek. That's right. Which is mishpat? Says the Zerah Yaakov, we have an apostle. Vayoshev Hashem li. Hashem has already repaid me. What does it mean he's already repaid me? I've received my reward. Where? Here, in Olam Hazeh. Chetzidki, for my tzedek, for my righteous judgment. Because for judgment, for judging a court case correctly, one can receive one's reward in Olam Hazeh. But the second half of the pasuk is kever yodai. For the purity of my hands, that's my tzedakah in footing the bill on behalf of the one who lost the case who was too poor to pay. That's leneged einav. That remains before his eyes. I haven't yet received my reward for that. Why not? Sechar mitzvah by Amaleka. I'm not going to get that reward in Olam Hazeh. That's for my tzedakah, for having footed the bill on behalf of the oni. Yeah, that's leneged einav. Good. That's the sefer Zerah Yaakov. Now, let's see. Oh, whole new section here. For the sefer called Maskil Le'ison, which my son Yaakov Chaim found for me. I think he bought it for me. It's by a man called Rabbi Avrom Chalimi, who was a Rav in Algeria. Okay? So the sefer Maskil...
Chalimi is like a Sephardi name.
Yeah, Chalimi. Yeah. He starts off by quoting the pasuk at the end of chapter Yud Zayin. So if you just take a look at the last pasuk of chapter Yud Zayin, just the previous chapter, Ani betzedek echezefonecha, I will see your face in righteousness. Ani betzedek, let's just take that phrase, Ani betzedek echezefonecha, I, with righteousness, echezefonecha, I will see your face. Yeah, I will see your face in righteousness. Asks Rabbi Avram Chalimi, he says, why do we need the word ani? The word ani means I. Yeah. But the word echezeh has the word I within it. Echezeh, I will see. So if you translate it literally, ani betzedek echezeh fonecha, I, with righteousness, I will see your face. So why do you need the word ani? The apostle could have written, betzedek echezeh fonecha, I will see your face in righteousness. Why do you need the word ani? That's his kasha. And he answers, based on the Gemara in Bava Basra. Now, the Gemara in Bava Basra explains that pasuk. We learned this Gemara when we did that pasuk. It's in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara discusses this pasuk, and it says, Dorash Rabdostai B'Rabbi Yanai. Rabdostai darshened in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Bo Ura'e, come and see, Shalok Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Pasa V'Dom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's manner with people is quite different from people's manner with people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves differently from people. How? Midas Pasa V'Dom, when talking about human beings, Odom Mevi Doron Godo Lemelech. A person is trying to gain an audience with the king, so what does he do? He gives an enormous gift to the king. He sends a big gift to the king, yeah? He gives the king a present. Sofik mekablinoso himenu, sofik en mekablinoso himenu. Well, the king might accept it, the king might not accept it. You don't know. V'im tim solem mekablinoso himenu, and even if the king does accept the gift, sofik roe pnei melech, sofik eino roe pnei melech. It doesn't guarantee you an audience for the king. You can send a gift to the king, he still might say, thank you very much for that lovely presence, but I just don't have time to see you. Yeah? King might not see you. That's the middah of Bosav Adam, of human beings. But, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Enechein, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quite different. Odom Nusen Prutza La'oni, a person gives a tzedakah to a poor man, even a prutza, a very small amount of money. Zochem Mekabel Pnei Shechina. With that, he merits to receive the divine presence of Hashem. Sheneemar, as the pasuk says, and quotes the pasuk at the very last pasuk of chapter Yud Zayin in Tehillim, Ani betzedek echezeh fonecha, esba ovahokitz tumanasecha. I will see your face with tzedek. What's the idea? I will see your face means I'll be mekabel pnei Hashchina. How will I do that? Betzedek, through a simple act of tzedek, i.e. tzedakah. So the Gemara is comparing. You send a gift to the king, might you have to send a huge gift to a king. He might accept it, he might not. Even if he does accept it, he may or may not give you an audience. Whereas with an oni, person gives a prutah, just a small prutah to an oni, nothing more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, well done, you've done the mitzvah tzedakah, for that you'll be mekabel pnei Shechina. For that you can accept the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's learnt from that posuk. Now, there's a problem with this. When a person gives tzedakah, there's a problem of embarrassing the recipient. Because it is embarrassing to receive tzedakah. It can be, certainly, if it's embarrassing to receive tzedakah. And therefore, ideally, when a person gives tzedakah, it should be in a manner that the recipient has no idea from whom he's receiving the tzedakah. And this, the Sefer Maskil Le'ison, he quotes the Yerushalmi is in Orla, and it's printed in the standard Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And I do not understand the context of the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing some the halachas of Orla here, and I didn't understand it. But the lashon of the Gemara is Da'ochil min chavrei, a person who eats from that which belongs to someone else, bohis mistakel bei, then he becomes embarrassed when someone looks at him. So if Reuven is eating something that belongs to Shimon, and then Shimon sees him, then Reuven is, of course, very embarrassed about that.
In Eretz Israel, in this country, well, over the world, you get tzedakah organizations where people have given money, they have food, they have clothing, huge gemach funds. But the oni goes there openly. Lots of them, they see each other there. Surely that's different. They don't know who's given this money.
Yeah.
They know companies give it, individuals give it. It's a conglomerate.
Yeah.
So surely it wouldn't apply to such a case. It's personal.
If the recipient doesn't know the donor and the donor doesn't know the recipient, then any embarrassment is vastly reduced. But, okay, so they may see each other, so there's a certain discomfort and embarrassment there. But if the donor and the recipient don't know each other, which is, of course, the ideal form of tzedakah, so then there's far less embarrassment. Yeah? That's the lashon here in the Yerushalmi. Beautiful lashon. Da'achel min chavrei, he who eats from that which belongs to someone else, because he's a recipient of tzedakah, bohis mistakel bei, then he's embarrassed when people watch him. Therefore, there's a problem with tzedakah. The problem is we don't embarrass the person. And therefore, says the Sefer Maskil Le'ison, what's this ani betzedek echezef onecho? The word ani is an extra word in this pasuk. We don't technically need it. Says Rabbi Ram Chalim in his Sefer Maskil Le'ison, when is my tzedakah a really good tzedakah? When it's just ani, when I'm the only one who knows that I've given. I know I've given tzedakah. No one else knows it. Ani betzedek echazef anecha. When will I be mekabel pnei Hashchina echazef anecha through the mitzvah tzedakah? When it's just ani and no one else. Only I know about it, no one else knows about it. I know I've given tzedakah because I gave, so of course I know about it. But the ideal situation is that other people do not know about it. Hence the word, extra word, ani in that pasuk. Ani betzedek. When is my tzedakah really classic, excellent tzedakah? When it's just ani, when I'm the only one who's aware of it. So says the Sefer Maskil Le'ison, we have the same in our pasuk. He says, "Vayoshev Hashem li chetzidki." Hashem repays me for my tzedakah. I'm the only one who knows about it because kever yodai leneged einov is before Hashem's eyes. Hashem knows, I know, and Hashem knows. Who else knows? No one else knows. Yeah, because my pardon? It's anonymous tzedakah, because that is a much higher form of tzedakah, so as not to embarrass the recipient. So it's leneged einov, it's before Hashem's eyes. When is my tzedakah a really good tzedakah? When it's before Hashem's eyes. So it's apparent in that earlier pasuk at the end of chapter Yizayin, ani betzedek echazef anecha, and it's apparent in our pasuk as well when it's kever yodai leneged einov, it's just before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, and no one else is aware of it. Now. Look at this sefer. I have to show you this sefer. I've brought it because I have to show it. Not enough to learn it. I have to show you the sefer. This is a sefer called Shari HaYosher. I bought it at a second-hand sale of Svarim in Stafford Hill a few months ago. And I'm just so pleased that it's written by a man called Svi Hirsch Friedlander, and he was apparently the Avbeistin of a place called Liska, and he was murdered in Auschwitz. So, and a sefer like that, Phil, his Torah lives on, you know? His Torah lives on, and we and the next generations continue to learn his Torah. Okay, this is complicated. You ready? We'll start with a pasuk in Megillas Rus. Pasuk says in Megillas Rus, it's chapter base, pasuk yud base. Boaz is speaking to Rus. I remember that Rus had taken a lot of care and looked after her mother-in-law Naomi. Okay, and he says, Vayan is, well, let's just first go back to chapter base, pasuk yud aleph. Vayan Boaz, Vayimela. Boaz said to Rus, I've heard, someone told me everything that you did for your mother-in-law, how you looked after her, after your husband died. You've left behind your father, your mother, you're becoming a geres, you left behind your home country. You've come to a people whom you don't know, to Moshel Shem, you've never known them before previously, and you've come in order to become a Geiris. Now he says, Yeshalem Hashem Po'olech. Hashem should repay your work. Usihimas Kurtech Shelemo, your reward should be full and complete. Me'im Hashem Elikei Yisrael, from with Hashem, the God of Yisrael, Hashem Bos Lachasus Tachas Kedofov, because you've now come to take refuge under his wings. Once again, what's the message of Boaz? Boaz turns to us, he says, you've been amazing. You've looked after your mother-in-law, Naomi. And therefore, Hashem should repay you in full for that tremendous help you've given to your mother-in-law, Naomi. And Hashem should repay you. Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. The reward should come from Hashem Elokei Yisrael. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Says the Targum on Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hashem should repay you for all the kindness you've done for your mother-in-law. Defarnesas yosa, you supported her financially. Basar de misbalich, after your husband died, you've looked after your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law, you're a widow, and your mother-in-law's a widow, and you've looked after her financially. Now, on this pasuk, there's the Chidor, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, wrote a pirush on Megillas Rus. It's called Simchas HaRegel. And here, in the Sefer Simchas HaRegel, he quotes a Mishnah. And the Mishnah is in Ksubas, and it's Perek Yud Gimel, and it's Mishnah base. Listen to this Mishnah, a very strange Mishnah. It deals with a very interesting halacha. Mi shaholach limedinas hayom, a person who goes abroad, v'omad echod, ufunes es ishto, and someone else comes along and supports this man's wife. Okay, so Reuven is married. Reuven goes abroad, leaving his wife behind. Shimon comes along and he sees this wife, and there's no husband around, so there might not be a proper income. And Shimon is a bit of a tzaddik. He says, you know what, I'll support this lady. And he starts supporting this lady. Chonon Omer, Chonon says, Ibeides ma'usov, he's lost his money. Can you imagine, 2 years later, the husband comes back. So Shimon goes up to the husband and says, you know, I've supported your wife for 2 years, and I've kept a cheshbon of all the money I've spent on her, and I'd now like to reclaim that money, please. Could you please compensate me for all the money I've spent on supporting your wife? Says Chonon, no way. He can't claim that money from the husband. He's lost that money. Very nice of him to take on the support of the wife, but he can't reclaim the money. The children of Karnim Gedolim disagreed with Chonon. They said, no. Yeshava Kamahotzi, this man, Shimon, who supported Reuven's wife, should go to Beis Din and swear how much he spent on the wife, v'yitol, and then he can take the money from the husband. He can reclaim the money. So machlokes here. Amar Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus k'divreihem. Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanus says, yes, I agree with those children of the Kohanim Gedolim. The Shimon, who supported Reuven's wife, can reclaim the money from Reuven. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, yofer Omar Chonon. Chonon is right. Shimon cannot reclaim the money from the husband. And listen to this expression. Hiniach ma'usav, Shimon has left his money al keren hatzvi, on the horn of a deer. Have you ever heard that expression before? His money on the horn of a deer. A deer is a fast runner. Imagine you take a wad of banknotes, you put an elastic band around them, and you tie them in a piece of string onto the horn of a deer. And the deer rushes off, you never catch up with the deer, and your money's gone. So Rabbi Nachman Zakkai says, the man who supported this wife, Shimon, who supported Reuven's wife, has no claim against Reuven, the husband. He's lost his money. It's as though he's taken the money, he's put it onto the horn of a deer, and the horn's run off. Okay? And in fact, that is the halacha. Very nice of him to support Reuven's wife, but he can't claim that money back from Reuven. Says the Chidah, he quotes from the Maharash Dam in Evan Ha'ezer Simon Lamed Vov. Now, I don't know who the Maharash Dam was, and I don't know the Sefer at all. Says the Maharash Dam, when does this halach apply? When does it apply that Shimon has no comeback on the husband to reclaim his money? Only... don't forget the opening words of that Mishnah. Misha holach l'mindina sayom, the man who went abroad. Supposing Shimon supports Reuven's wife while Reuven is here in town. If Reuven's in town and Shimon supports Reuven's wife, then Shimon does have a valid claim against Reuven. Why? Because it's done in Reuven's presence. He can say, I'm paying your debt for you. You have a debt to support your wife. I'm supporting your wife for you. You're here. You see me do it. You're chayav to pay me back. Okay? But so when does this halacha apply? Says the Maharash Dam, it only applies if the husband's gone abroad. Only if the husband's gone abroad does Shimon have no claim against Reuven. What is Boaz saying to Rus here? He's saying, you looked after your mother-in-law, Rus. Her husband had died. Yeah. There was no duty on the husband to support his wife.
He's dead.
Who would normally be supporting your mother-in-law, Rus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for her. You're providing for Rus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with her. And therefore, it's like the husband who is around. If Reuven, the husband, is around when Shimon supports Reuven's wife, then Reuven is chayav to pay back to Shimon. Likewise here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, always around. And he's always at one with the hearts and minds and emotions of the Aniyim. You're supporting the Oni. You, Rus, are supporting your mother-in-law, Naomi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, around, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to repay you. Hence Boaz says to Rus, Yishalem Hashem Polech. Hashem should repay you for all your work that you've done. And then it usimas kutech shalemo, and your reward should be complete. And here's the key phrase, Me'im Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Now that word Me'im, Mem Ayin Mem, means from, with. Because Hashem Elokei Yisrael is with Naomi. And if he's with Naomi, then he's like the husband who's around at the time when Shimon supports Reuven's wife. When Reuven is around, Reuven has to repay Shimon. Likewise, Hashem should repay you, Rus, because you've footed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bill, so to speak. Coming back to the Chidah, so far this is just the Chidah on that Pasuk in Megillas Rus. Says the Chidah, it connects in with the Pasuk in Mishlei, chapter Yotes, Pasuk Yudzayin. Malve Hashem, he who lends HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the person who is Chonein Dol, the one who supports, who's gracious to the poor person. If you're gracious to the poor person, i.e. you give tzedakah to a poor person, then it's ke'ilu, it's as though you're lending money to Hashem. You're footing his bill. It's really for Hashem to support the poor person. You're supporting the poor person. So you are malvei Hashem. The one who lends money to God is the one who is chonin dol, the one who's gracious, who gives tzedakah to a poor person. Ugumulo yishalem lo, and Hashem shall repay him. Hashem will then repay. You're guaranteed Hashem will repay the person. So now coming on to this, now says the Sefer Shari HaYosher. He quotes this Chidah on Megillas Rus, and he says it's echoed in our Pasuk too. Why? Because our Pasuk, the Lashon in our Pasuk is, Kever Yodai, well, Vayoshev Hashem Nechat Tzidki, it's all about tzedakah. Person, give me a personal person. Kever Yodai Leneged Einov. It's before Hashem's eyes. And he also quotes this Gemara that we said earlier in Bava Basra, the Yod Amud Aleph. When will a person be mekabel pnei Hashchina? When he gives his pritzah to the Oni. Yeah. Gives a pritzah to the Oni. So he'll get reward from Hashem. He'll be able to be mekabel pnei Hashchina. When will that happen? Because it's leneged einov. It's before Hashem's eyes. It's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always present. Therefore, your help, you're giving tzedakah to a poor person in Hashem's presence. Hashem is like the present husband, and therefore he has to repay. Yeah? That's how he has to repay. And then the Sefer Shari HaYosha goes on to say that that pasuk in Mishlei, Malve Hashem Chonin Dol, in Mishlei, chapter Yotes, pasuk Yud Zayin, he says the word Malve doesn't only mean to lend, it also means to join. Malve Hashem. Hashem is joining in. He learned. He quotes it from the pasuk in Parshas Vayetse, when the third son was born to Yaakov, Ato Yilove Ishi Eli. Leo says, Yilove Ishi Eli. My husband will join me. Yilove, he'll join me, and therefore he was given the name Levi. So Malve Hashem is you're joining Hashem into the equation. Yeah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when considering a poor person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always present. Yeah. And if he's always present, he's like the husband who is present. Reuven, the husband who's present when Shimon supports Reuven's wife, and Reuven is chayv to pay back to Shimon. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayv to will repay the person who gives tzedakah. That's why, because it's leneged einov, in the presence of his eyes. It's before, it's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he will always reward the one who gives tzedakah. We can finish off just by now comparing our pasuk with the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. So you know we have all these parallel pasukim in Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis. So if you have a look in Shmuel Beis, chapter Kaf Beis, pasuk Kaf Hei, Vayoshev Hashem Li Ketzid Kosi. Slight change there. Our pasuk has got Ketzid Ki. There's Ketzid Kosi, with the like extended form of Ketzid Kosi. And then Kvori Lenegedenov. According to my purity before his eyes. Our apostle's got Kaveri Yodai, there's got Kaveri. So it's a slight change there between the Posuk and Shmuel Beis and our Posuk. So the Abarbanel on Shmuel Beis explains all these differences, and he says that the Abarbanel's got this whole thesis almost that the version of the Pesukim in Tehillim is considered an improvement on the Pesukim in Shmuel Beis. And he says it's just easier to say the word chetzid ki, as it appears in Tehillim, than it is to say chetzid kosi, as it appears in Shmuel Beis. It's a shorter word. It's a shorter word, so it's easier to say. So therefore, in that sense, the version of Tehillim is like a slight enhancement on the version in Shmuel Beis. And likewise, he says, where we have kever yodai, the purity of my hands, he said, is a reference to Gneva. David HaMelech is saying, I've never taken anything away from anyone else, and I don't want anyone to take anything from me. And the posuk in Shmuel Beis, Kveri, means according to the purity of my hands. Well, it's just made clearer in Tehillim with the extra word Kver Yodai, because it means purity of my hands, i.e. it refers to not stealing from anybody. My hands are pure. So he says the Pasuk in Tehillim is simply an amplification of the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Just makes it clearer to say Kver Yodai than to simply say Kveri.